The shifts that you were on, were you working?
I was working days.
Yeah.
But when I'd be on shift work, doing the grinding, there was a lot of grinding went on down there.
What do you mean by grinding now?
When the rolls come up out of the machine, the big cylinders and all, the steel balls, the calendar balls, they come into the grinding shop, and they be put up into a grinding machine from that window, nearly down to the far window.
About 20 feet.
Yeah, more. And they went in there on two pedestals. They were lined up. The heights were dead straight, dead on each side. And you had two big wheels, grinding wheels.
Mm.
And you'd start her up, get your first sparks off it. It was sparks all the time. And you'd let her go up and down, up or down, till she cleaned up. And you got her parallel.
Yeah. My goodness, yeah.
Had to be parallel now. All these rolls had to be dead parallel.
So measuring and measurement had to be...
spot on.
Spot on. And did you find, though, that the work that you were doing, was it interesting, do you think, or was it...
It was, yeah, yeah. You hadn't time. You had to be on the ball all the time because you had to make sure that the road, that the grinding was going well and cutting parallel and everything.
Mm.
It's all coming back to me now.
Were they those days? Were they? There must have been a great buzz because business. You know, it was a busy factory.
A busy factory. Yeah, it was very, very busy.
Mm.
It was a pity, terrible pity that the ground would ever closed.
The groundwood.
Yeah, that's what it was called. The groundwood. That was the other place where they used to take the tinnings of the forest,
yeah,
bring them up on lorries. They were cut to a specific length, yeah, you know.
There were difficult times too when it came to strikes and that. Were you?
There was, yeah.
Were you involved in those?
I was involved in one of them. It was shut for 16 weeks or something.
Yeah.
All over nothing. It was shut over nothing. It was shut over the principle of going on four shifts, which never happened. The machine, they never went on four shifts.
Mm.
And that's what it was all over, nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
And why do you think that they persisted, or that? Why do you think you stayed out then, you know?
Well, this would have affected the workers down the mill. It wouldn't have affected us. Mm. They didn't want four shifts. And in principle, they went on strike over it.
Mm.
It was bad planning with the workers and with the management.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You think that there was a stubbornness.
A stubbornness, that's yes. The word. Yeah, stubbornness on both sides. Four shifts never happened.
Yeah.
Although I think it did happen in the groundwood. And then they got that used to it, then when they tried to take them off it, they wouldn't come off it. They'd so much time off.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But did you find, though, that because you only worked one shift there, I mean, it meant nothing to you to go on strike, but you had to because all your mates were out there as well. Was that it? Or
no,
when your union asked
when the paper mill, when they went down over the four shifts, there was pickets on the gate.
Yeah.
And you couldn't pass them.
Yeah, yeah.
That was it.
What did you do during that length of time? Can you remember what you did?
Oh, gee, but we did nothing, really. Painted the house and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just waited every day for the
strike
to
come,
finish.
That it was over, yeah.
Yeah. That was difficult, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Can you talk to me then about the importance of these machines? I mean, they were changed over time, you know.
Well, the calendar balls were changed. That was the runoff at the end where the paper finished up. But basically, the machines themselves weren't changed. The frames were still there and everything.
Yeah. So they remained, but the...
They just updated the calendar balls and things like that on the machines.
But when they computerized them, you know, when it was a press button instead of a lever...
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That was a big change. And you saw that happening.
Yeah, yeah. It made them handy for the operators, yeah.
And did you... Was that a learning curve for you to try and get to know?
No, I wasn't interested in it, what went on the machines, no.
But if something happened, were you given the job to try and fix it? Or?
Yeah. If something happened down the mill on a machine, if it could be fixed on the site... You go down and take a size of a bearing or something. It had to be a bronze bush or something and make it up and bring it back down and put it on. Yeah.
But that wasn't it. You made it sound easy. Yeah. I'd say it wasn't that easy.
It wasn't that easy, no.
Yeah.
You had to have a piece of bronze that was near enough to the bush that came out of it. That's what we call a bronze bush.
Yeah.
It was a cylinder. Could be that length. Could be that diameter, you know.
So,
but there was a lot of spare. There was a lot of spare bronze there for these emergencies.
So that's a big bearing. It's a diameter of about 3 to 4 inches.
3 or 4 inches, yeah.
And so you had to be very mechanically minded. You had to,
everything had to be spot on.
Yeah,
to 1/1000 part of an inch, maybe. Mm. Oh, everything had to be spot on. All the pump shafts had to be. They were micrometers. On them, and they were spot on to a certain size.
Would it? You're the person to ask, I suppose. The people who designed and made those machines must have been, you know, to put something like that together.
Yeah,
it's such a complicated, difficult.
It was, yeah.
Collection of bits and pieces that made this thing work.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you have admiration for the people who kind of...
Oh, made these machines? God, yeah, yeah. Oh, they were brilliant machines, yeah.
Yeah. And they became a part of your life, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
You were the one that was...
There was one... Philip Brunker now, he had all the information. The Ford and Air now, if that had been a bit wider, it would have been better.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. The Ford and Air used to make a newsprint. You know, newsprint for paper and that.
Yeah.